ಬಿಗ್ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ವಿಮಾಗ ಇದ್ರ ಮೈಸ್ ಬಿಸ್ ಕಿಟ್ವಿ ಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ತಮಾಡೋ ಎಸ್ ಸಿಕ್ವಿಯ ಈಶ್ ಬಿನ್ ಗೀಗು ದಯ ಈಶ್ ಬಿನ್ ಗೀಗು ಯ ಬಖಾಯ್ ಆ ನೂಂದ ಗೀಗು ಮಾಡು ಈ ವಿನವಾಯ ಇವ ವಿಂದ ಹಿಂದುವ ನೀವು ಮೇಲೆ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ವಿಮಾಗ
And then he had a little follow up.
How can we migrate to the hand on the Ocuanti marbling Ecogandun should be winter mark? Gawin below and you are going to be quite in line with coffee, which is about to be in. We are improving the mark but you are still in.
So what'd you think?
Good.
Does he make some good points? Does he make some good points?
I think Joe is the only one that does all most of the talking. The others are coming up, like John, he's coming up. But he has to ask when he lose some of his words and you ask. He always asks Joe. That must be hard. Hard to talk.
And what do you think about that, Kadok? About future generations that might not, that look like me? Do you think that they'll be sitting on those drums?
Oh yeah. They are where they are. Like John Rickonaby Jr. He's a drum keeper. And his mom is white. Some of them are scared to talk. Some of them say they're afraid they might have made a mistake. Like my brother would talk once in a while, but not very long. He's fluent, I don't know why he's afraid to talk. I suppose he's afraid he might do something wrong. The mother don't even bother to go there. Like Leonard, he never joined her. Oh, the dances. When he wants to know something, he used to run over to Sam Mitchell. Go ask. I told you I was trying to scare to death. Every ledge, every rock, every instead you should always join the dances. But I don't know what happened, how come you quit? I often wondered why. Why he never goes there anymore. My ma used to say, oh, he has to be Shumokuman. He wants to be a Shumokuman. You'd go hunting and you wouldn't come home. Why he quit. I don't know if anybody said anything to him or what.
So what do you kind of see as the cutoff, Karak?
Huh?
What do you kind of see as like the cutoff if someone's great-grandparent was a full-blood Anishinaabe person and they've only had, you know, white fathers or mothers? You know, where do you see them as no longer, you know, Gawingeabi Anishinaabe would see? Like, where do you see that? That they're so far away from that one Anishinaabe ancestor that generations...
I don't know. All I ever knew always Indian God, I never thought nothing of it. And I asked my mom, she said, I don't know what to say. Never way back. Never done on me that was something different. When my grandma was there, she used to hate that one. And white people would come there. She said in Indian that they didn't like us Indians. He said a white man. Now they want to come barge in our ceremonies. They never. She said, I don't know what's going on. She said, I don't know. If they stay and have their own ceremonies, he said, they don't have to come to us. I I didn't understand any of it. White people used to come and watch the dances, and she didn't like that. I used to wonder why. I asked something, and he told me, she don't be this. He just cut me off. I couldn't ask anything. I wanted to know something, they wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me ask anything, I guess. I used to wonder why they don't answer me. And I told her once, well, what did they do to you to hate that white man? And then she went back to that. Then I turned around and asked my mom, and my mom said, ask grandma. She's the one that I don't like, the white man. Coming here, she said. The dance hall used to be right there. So one day, I guess a snake fell on top of that drum. That's when they moved it up the hill. And then they said, yeah, and the bouncer be snake. Because that swamp is close, he said, that's where the snakes live, in a swamp. I never knew that. My aunt was a white lady. She's the one that showed us how to speak in English.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
On English in the caso?
Sally. Sally Mitchell. She used to take care of us a lot. My mom and dad would go potato picking, she would take care of us. Then my grandma hated the white people, and yes, she had a daughter-in-law, white lady, and she liked her. Sally was a nice lady. She was married to my uncle. I didn't think it was anything different. And she had kids. She had a daughter, the oldest daughter. She used to come over to my grandma's. They all talked Indian. Even though they're half white, and tell my grandma. I asked my grandma if they hate them. My grandma said no. And then the other white men coming around want to watch the dance. And she didn't like that. She didn't like them. I don't know what the difference was. That's how we got to learn our languages. And that white lady helped us. There used to be three girls that always piled on me after school. And I guess she's the one that got the cops though. Well, there were only cops here, but there was a sheriff. That was a sheriff that she didn't like that when the kids piled on me. I remember crying for my brother. The three girls would throw her towards the spring. Make him walk in that water. The water was cold. And he started crying, I suppose he got cold. So I had seen that house, I ran over there and I was crying, told him that they were beating up my brother. And they're the ones that come and chase the girls away. Now we can really laid me up for 2 weeks. They piled on me. And my dad went to every household that piled on me. They didn't think I was gonna make it, I guess. I don't know how old I was. After that, my dad showed me what to do. He made a fist like that. He was that hit him hard. Keep hitting him. That's what he told me. So the same three girls are going to do that to my little brother again. When my brother got sick, he had to stay home from school. The same three girls followed us. I know they were going to do that to my little brother again. And on the way home from school, I picked up a stick. And this time, if they're going to do that to my brother, I'm going to start whacking him with a stick. They were laughing every time they threw him down, they laughed. Thought it was cute. He grabbed that stick and I started swinging it. I hit one. I don't know which one. He started crying and told the mother girls to grab me. They were afraid to grab me because I had that. Then that one girl come and grabbed me, and I grabbed her, and that's what I did. I dropped that stick, I doubled up my fist. I kept hitting her until I made her cry. By then, my dad came by from work. And I told him what they were trying to do. She got after them and the three girls are so mean to me and my little brother because there was only two of us. They laid me up for 2 weeks. I told my dad and I'd come to. I was sore, my back was sore. I told him when I get well, I told him to get each and every one of those girls. One by one, I said. I did. They were afraid of me after that. they wouldn't pick on us. And then my dad asked some people, how come they pick on us? Because I didn't have no big sister or big brother. Girl, I wouldn't let her go. I just kept punching and punching. Like my dad said. Then different people start sticking up for me. Start sticking up for us. But we move out of it, that's when we moved over there. And then there was another little boy up the hill that they tortured her. That's what they did, throw him in the water and make him walk back and forth in that quick. But the father come and caught them girls. It wasn't warm yet, but still cold. They make him walk back and forth on that creek. I will never forget that when they did that to my brother. They wanted to be friends with me after that, and I had nothing to do with them. To this day, I never chum with them. I hated what they used to do to my little brother. I wonder if they think of that, what they used to do, pile on me and pick on my little brother. There should be houses or whatever, right across from that creek. I used to run over there and go tell the people to make my little brother go in that water. They took him home and took off his shoes.